Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
In this morning's program, we tell you how you can participate in the beekeeping workshops being organized by the Ministry of Agriculture. And our proverb of the day comes up at the end of the program. I'm Vaughn Davis. Good morning.
Protect yourself from mosquito bites. Use a mosquito repellent that contains DEET. Sleep under a mosquito net and close windows before dark. A message from the Ministry of Health to prevent chikungunya.
The Apiculture Unit of the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries is implementing a beekeeping training program aimed at increasing Jamaica's beehive productivity. The program involves a series of workshops, and all interested persons are welcome to attend. Senior Plant Protection Officer in the Apiculture Unit, Hugh Smith, explains what the workshops have to offer.
The workshop itself, the aim of it is to give these new persons an insight into the industry, some of the basic information in beekeeping, the starting operation, where to set up your operation, what the costing like, what the marketing of your products like. The technical aspect to managing these hives is also critical. These workshops will give the beekeeper or potential beekeeper the steps where they can implement a beekeeping operation.
The first workshop was held in September, but if you're interested in beekeeping, more workshops are being planned over the next few months.
These workshops are continuous and we speak of in four modules. The first module was already completed in September. However, our participants can join at any module. They are so structured that you can join at module two, and even at the end, you can start back in January in module one.
He says beekeeping is projected to have a positive impact on food production.
As we increase the number of beekeepers, they would also increase the bee stock that is on the ground. We would also increase the production of food that depend on pollination. So if you think about your ackee, your guinea, your pumpkin, some of these plants do depend on pollination as for them to be productive.
Senior Plant Protection Officer in the Apiculture Unit, Hugh Smith. The dates for the beekeeping workshops are October 30, November 27, and December 11. Interested persons may go to the Bodles Research Station in Old Harbour, St. Catherine on any of the workshop days, or call 434-2144 or 464-4268. The participation fee for each workshop day is $2,000.
I'm Romario McKenzie, Robin, captain of the Calabar High Track team. And me have a message for anybody who have planned to take the tablet them, or the government give the school as for use in class. You never hear so them break the tablet them. That means anywhere the tablets there, the government can shut them down. Those GPS tracker installing of them. And even if you find a way, and you go around all of that, the minute you go up on the internet, them are going to know. So here what you do. Just leave the youth them with the tablet. Give them a chance to further them education. Makes sense, done.
And now for our proverb of the day. You see how stand up, you no go inside, you no know how it tan. Translation, you don't know the true state of a house until you enter. And this means until you get to the bottom of a story, it is unwise to draw a conclusion.
Fit for children, Villa Jamaica. Fit for children.
Ready, set, go Jamaica. Get your track shoes on for the Child Development Agency's Jamaica Fit for Children 5K Run Walk and Pushcart Derby, Sunday, October 19, on Knoxford Boulevard. Participate to help build Jamaica's first residential therapeutic center for children experiencing emotional trauma. Warm-up time, 6:30 a.m. Race time, 7 a.m. Registration, $1,000. Call 874-2705. Come get fit and support our children.
Fit for children, fit for children.
We've come to the end of this morning's program. Join us again next time. With studio engineer Joel Samuels and for producer Leanne Schaefer, I'm Vaughn Davis. Have a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.